The news that matters.
Expanded traffic on the 9.
Up to the minute weather.
Where you want it.
When you want it. News 92 FM.
And here are the stories we're following. Police investigating the death of a 3-year-old girl at a daycare here in the city. The U.S. State Department is commenting on the death of a Russian adoptee in West Texas. We'll hear what they have to say. And business and sports also straight ahead. Here's what's happening. Will Governor Perry be successful in convincing California businesses to come to Texas? Houston employment attorney Jackie Ford of the Voorhees Law Firm joins us now. And Jackie, do you think the governor has a tough sell?
No, I do not. I think he may have a point well taken. There is no parallel in Texas for the burden on employers that you find in California.
Give me an example of this type of overregulation.
California has this obscure wage order from the California Industrial Welfare Commission that says that employers must provide suitable seats whenever the nature of the work reasonably permits the use of seats. Well, suitable seat is not defined, provide is not defined, and in general, the regulation is difficult to interpret, but extremely expensive for California employers. The penalty for violating the rule is $100 per employee per pay period, which means because you can go back a year, that could be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per employee for failing to provide a suitable seat. And by the way, the employee doesn't have to show they were harmed in any way by not having a seat. And in fact, they don't have to show that they even asked for a seat. So when you put that all together, it's very hard for employers to know what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it, and yet they face a potentially very large penalty for noncompliance.
That they also need to, they must wonder how many seats do they need to have available, because if everybody decided to sit down at once, they might need a seat for everybody.
And believe it or not, nobody really knows the answer to that question yet, because the regulation doesn't define any of that, and different courts who have looked at it have come to different conclusions.
Jackie, how does this happen?
There are very creative lawyers who like to bring class action claims against companies, and so they dig up obscure regulations and turn them into class action claims. They get their attorney's fees paid, and they get big penalties for the people who are members of the class in the class action case. So when you put all that together, the environment in California, I think, is uniquely conducive to these types of problems for employers.
So what do you think the end result is going to be? Do you think that the governor is going to be successful in pilfering a few of those companies and getting them to come here?
Well, I would not be surprised if he's successful in that. There are certainly a number of companies that feel that they just have to be in California because of the nature of their business, particularly if they're international in scope. But if that's not the case, or if they get to the point that the cost of complying with these regulations just becomes too much, then I think Governor Perry is right, and they ought to be looking at Texas.
That is Houston employment attorney Jackie Ford of the Voorhees Law Firm joining us. Thank you, Jackie.